This episode is brought to you by Impossible Foods. When the world is telling you to eat less meat because it's bad for the environment and bad for your health, Impossible Foods wants you to eat more meat. Yes, that company that makes meat from plants, Impossible Foods. By creating delicious, nutrient-packed meat from plants that's better for the planet. Impossible lets you enjoy some of your favorite meaty products with a plant-based twist. Ground beef, home-style meatballs, sausage patties, and so much more. All made from plants. Check out ImpossibleFoods.com to see how you can help solve the meat problem with more meat. That's ImpossibleFoods.com.
Betches Media presents.
I really want to lose 3 pounds.
Yeah, no, don't put me down for cardio.
Diet starts tomorrow.
Exercise gives you endorphins. Endorphins make you happy.
I want to quit the gym.
Happy people just don't shoot their husbands.
With hosts Aileen Cooperman.
Joey doesn't share food.
And Sammy Fishbein.
Whatever, I'm getting cheese fries.
Hello and welcome to Diet Starts Tomorrow. I'm Sammy.
I'm Aileen.
And we're back.
We're back.
We should have like a jingle when we're back.
We're back.
Guess who's back? Back again.
Yeah, maybe we should get
DST's back.
Maybe we should get Candace Dillard from Real Housewives of Potomac to write us a jingle. I haven't been watching anything except House.
You just dropped a reference that I don't know, but I assume people do it.
They know. Trust me, they know.
Only two more days till Real Housewives of Salt Lake City again.
Oh, I never know what day anything comes out. I just like Wednesday. Watch it in bulk on
Wednesday at 10.
Okay, good to know. Anyway, let's get into our episode today. So we're doing non-scale wins today because we didn't get to them in the last episode. And we have an amazing Dear DST to read. So Sammy, what should we do first?
Let's do the non-scale win. Okay, so I'll read this one. Hi, Sammy and Aileen. Thank you for serving up breakthrough content twice a week. We should put that on our, like, we should put breakthrough content from our listener. To be honest, I would be fine if you put out daily episodes because I never get sick of hearing you talk about all the things, health, wellness, the journey of it all, and occasional Halloween candy debate. You know, maybe one day. my non-scale win happened just a few minutes ago, and I sprinted to my laptop to report back to the Queens.
I love the moment by moment.
Yeah. I feel like I'm with her.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. The imagery that it comes
with. It's going to get even more. Okay. I gave birth to my second daughter 13 months ago. After my first pregnancy, I did Weight Watchers and I quote unquote bounced right back. But the second time, not so much. Dealing with the physical changes that occurred after my second child has been one of the most difficult things in my life, both physically and emotionally. Over the last 6 months, I've been on a wellness journey with your help, practicing intuitive eating and exercising, gentle nutrition, and true acceptance of how my body is meant to be. The reality is that some aspects of my body after having children just won't be what they were. One of those things being my expanded rib cage. I know it sounds weird, but my ribs are wider than they used to be, so clothes just don't quite fit the same. The other day while I was aimlessly touching my widened ribs, I caught a glance of my daughter and instead of frustration, I felt fulfillment. For the first time ever, I felt a positive association with a part of my body that I'm typically unhappy with. In this breakthrough moment, I felt so happy and proud that this change in my body represents my beautiful, thriving child, having once been miraculously growing inside of me. It's more of a commemoration than a negative permanent change. Never in my life did I think those feelings would be possible. And I really have to thank both of you because without the DST community, I wouldn't have the presence of mind to even observe this feeling in the first place. Keep up the amazing work. I will be here listening every week. XO, a mom whose diet starts never. That is so wonderful. That is like, that got me out of bed for this day. Got me out of bed tomorrow prematurely.
That was well written.
Very well. It was a good story. She had a beginning, a middle, and an end.
Great narration too, Sammy.
I felt like I was with her.
Yeah, spirit. I agree.
Like, I you know, because she was like, she was fondling her wide into rib cage,
which is a wild thing. Like your abs just break, like they can expand, your ribs expand. It's pregnancy is like a crazy thing to hear about. Right.
It really is. it really is crazy.
What's your win, Saman?
Okay, so we're talking about buying bigger clothing. So I feel like a lot of the you know, we know I bought bigger jeans like a few weeks ago, but I feel like a lot of my clothing, I can just sort of like wear whatever. Like I can just throw on a sweatshirt and leggings and like, I don't need to buy bigger leggings or like a bigger sweatshirt. But as I was mentioning on our pre-recording Avi wants to go skiing and we're going skiing maybe like around Christmas and we're going skiing next month. But I was like, okay, shit, like ski clothes, like actually are a size. Like I can't, mm-hmm. I can't. Like,
and they're tight if they don't fit.
Or they will not go on you.
Like, or you can't like move, which you, and right. you need to move.
You can't fake it. You can't fake ski clothes sizing.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, shit. Like I know it's not going to fit me because I know last year it fit. So it's, that means I know I gained probably 15 to 20 pounds and it will not fit me. So I was like, okay, we're just going to do it. We're going to order new ski clothes. We're going to like, we're going to get the size XL. And so I ordered just new ski clothes in size extra large. And I was just like, you know what? Like, this is the size I am. So
that's amazing. It's also like, that's difficult too, because ski clothes are very expensive.
Oh,
so
yeah.
It feels
so
like
fucking expensive.
It feels, yeah. And there's so many pieces to them.
And,
it
but I did have a moment.
Hard, yeah. Hard decision.
Well, maybe, okay. Maybe the win moment was that like, I did have a moment where I was like getting annoyed at myself. I'm like, okay, now you're spending like so much fucking money because you gained weight. Like, yeah, and I was like mad at myself. That, like, I was like, I'm literally wasting hundreds of dollars because of my own weight.
There's so much opportunity to be mean to yourself in that.
Yeah,
moment.
There was like a lot of disappointment. I was like, what else could I spend this money on? Like, or I could just not spend the money. But then I was just like, you know what? Like, fuck it. Like, I want to go skiing. I need bigger clothes for it. I'm paying for the enjoyment of the skiing, which I'm entitled to do at any size.
Yes. Yes. For sure. And I think that, and that's amazing. That's an amazing breakthrough. It's breakthrough content.
I was like, this isn't a win, but this is just a thought I had. I was like, okay, I actually think that I'm above my body's set point. I'm starting to feel like not just uncomfortable in my own skin for appearance purposes, but like, I actually feel that my body is above the weight that it's healthfully able to bear.
Okay. I wouldn't judge yourself though.
No, I'm not. I'm not. Cause or, I'm not like, oh, now I need to lose it. I'm just like thinking to myself, I'm like, okay, maybe I have a sense of like what is extra weight versus like,
I think
comfortable.
I think the way that you know if you're past a set point or you're eating or whatever is, or what Elise says is if you feel like you're eating past hunger or comfort. Or,
I'm also kind of doing that.
Well, then that's your reason. Not, I wouldn't judge your body, because here's the thing. Like, even if you were supposed to be whatever size, like you could still be slightly uncomfortable and then you get used to that size.
Well, it's sort of like, I'm not really slightly uncomfortable though. Like I'm not uncomfortable in like, what I feel is like that, there's too much on me, not for appearances though. Like I actually, like it hurts my feet to stand.
Yeah, no, it's crazy.
And that feels like
weight anywhere. Like you can get weight your whole face, your hands, like.
Right. But okay. When I say the thing about the set point, it's that, okay. What I've been overeating is that I've definitely been overeating carbs. Like I've been just too lazy to like make a real meal and like prepare something. So I've just been like having a slice of cheese at noon and then kind of eating like a very carby dinner.
Yeah. I'll share my win because it has a lot to do with what you just said about like what I've been overeating or whatever. Okay. So my win is more of like a little discovery of a tool, not a physical tool, like a like CB kind of tool. And also like a mini breakthrough in my therapy, which is, so I basically started when I spoke to Elise, I was like, you know, like, what if I don't, I was like, I've been reviewing like what kinds of food I have, what in the world I have kind of not healthy relationships with. And like, then I narrowed it down to food. And I was like, I don't really have that many problems with like my regular foods. I mostly have problems with like the desserts or like the sweets or the carby carbs. And I was just like, what if I just never, like, what if I'm that person who just never has to have desserts in my life? And then—
Wait, you said that like recently?
Yes. 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 And she was like, okay. So like we talked through that. And then like we get to a point where we like talk about my childhood and kind of the fact that you know, I've told you billions of times that I was like I was grounded a lot. And like every time that I was grounded, like I was taken, like desserts were taken away from me for like 2 weeks.
So funny. Like you were grounded all the time. I was never fucking grounded.
I was grounded ever. All the time. And another point of my breakthrough was that I always felt like it was unjust. Like I never did anything that bad to be grounded. And I felt it was always an overreaction. It wasn't fair. I was like, I've always known those two things were connected. Like I didn't know that, but I never connected them. You know, like I never physically connected, even though it sounds so obvious. I never thought about the whole like inner child work, which I know is like a thing that lots of people do, but I've never done it. And doing it and like talking. So since that meeting, I've been like speaking to myself, like compassionately as I have a kid and like my little kid self. And it like works. And the craziest thing, and I also text Elise this later, is that like I've noticed the whole like desperate need to diet has been louder and louder since that meeting. And it's not in a way that's been like, it's coming from me. It like feels like it's just like holding on for dear life. And yeah. I'm just like, it feels very emotional, but it's noticeably louder in a way that I feel detached from. So the win is really just like discovering this tool. It definitely works for me. And I'm very, very excited to be able to use it because I also used it for another piece of my life that had nothing to do with eating. And it also worked. And I think the lesson is really compassion. But like when you have like a direct kind of like visualization, I know we talked about visualizations, but like when you're speaking to your childhood self, you have like immediate compassion for them. And it was just great.
You know, it's so funny that you're talking about the inner child and like realizing how loud it is, because I actually had a realization about that this weekend too. I saw this meme that it was like, all I want is to like sleep 9 hours, eat 6 meals a day, total solitude. And then I was like, okay, this resonates so strongly. And then I was like, this sounds like a baby. Like this is what a baby wants.
Yeah.
And then I was like, okay, what is it? Why does this resonate so much? Like, and then I'm like, wait, all I want. And I noticed this because like ever since my mom moved back, I'm like, how do I get to see my mom? Like, when do you see Eileen? Like, and I'm like, wait, I'm just a baby who wants to be taken care of by their mom all the time. Like that's right. I'm literally, and then I was like, wait, I'm just going to imagine myself in my bed as like a little baby. And like, what do I want? And I'm like, wait, I just want my mom to come take care of me and be snuggled. Like that's literally all I want as a 31-year-old.
I feel like most of us want that. Or in the like alternative, maybe in mine, it's the, you want to protect yourself or like give the compassion that like people didn't give you.
Yeah. No, I'm literally like a baby in a crib. That's how I feel like all the time.
I'll hold you, Sammy.
Please. Like I just want to be like, that's like when I realize like, I'm like, okay, when am I content? When I am like full snuggled with like Bruce.
Yeah.
Just had a hit off my bowl. And the TV is on, my phone is next to me with easy scroll access, and I'm just like warm and snuggled, and like my mom is in the other room. Like, that's why.
Warmer weather is finally back. After so many cold months, it's nice to get outside and soak up the sun, but the springtime always brings those unwanted guests, pollen and seasonal allergies. April showers bring spring flowers and sniffly noses and stuffed up sinuses. Luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples. I suffer from seasonal allergies. I just had them hit the other day. I couldn't breathe through my nose at all. And I popped a Claritin and it was like night and day. I'm a huge fan of Claritin. I use it on the regular and it always helps when we're making that transition from winter to spring, which is when my allergies flare up. Mainly, it's my sinuses that get so clogged and the Claritin just clears it right up. Designed for serious allergy sufferers, Claritin D has two powerful ingredients ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better. This double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy throat and nose, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. Ready to live your life as if you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed. This episode is brought to you by Nuuly. Have you ever felt that fast fashion ick, but can't always find the super high-end stuff? I have a solution for you, Nuuly. Nuuly has everything you need to bring your closet up to speed for this season without breaking the bank. Free your closet of impulse purchases and skip the buyer's remorse by renting instead. Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service. For just $98 a month, you get your choice of any six styles each month. Access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands. There are no fees, late fees, damage fees, or fees to pause or cancel. They also have inclusive sizing up to 5X as well as petite and maternity. And you always have the option to buy what you love. I love Nuuly. I've rented so many cute things from there, and I've even made a few purchases from there, and they're always spot on. They have so many brands that I honestly could never afford in real life, so it's great to be able to rent them. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any six styles, but right now, you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code DST20. Just go to Nuuly, that's Nuuly.com, and enter the code DST20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's Nuuly.com, Nuuly with two U's, with code DST20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes. This episode is brought to you by Azo. The Azo brand wants the world to stop treating women's health like a dirty word, because the reality is UTIs, yeast infections, and bladder control issues are common among women, but dealing with them is an uncommon act that many women are skittish about due to judgment, shame, and inaction. The Azo brand offers probiotics, prebiotics, and vaginal suppositories that help keep your vaginal health in check every day. Like Azo Complete Feminine Balance, designed with a clinically studied probiotic blend that helps restore natural balance of good bacteria. Also, Azo Boric Acid suppositories support and help with vaginal odor control. And Azo Dual Protection provides extra protection from the common cycle of urinary and vaginal issues. Everyday things like stress, your cycle, sex, and certain medications like antibiotics or the pill can disrupt your vaginal microbiome, allowing unfriendly bacteria to impact pH or extra yeast to grow. Guys, you shouldn't feel ashamed. Azo's got you covered. I'm a big fan of Azo. I actually keep it in my bathroom now because the last thing you want to do when you have a UTI is to run out to the pharmacy. So keep it stocked at home like I do, and you never have to worry about it. I cannot recommend it enough. And you can save 20% now with promo code BETCHES on AZOPRODUCTS.com. Don't know which product you need? Take the quiz to learn more.
Well, let's do our Dear DST. Okay. Hi, Sammy and Eileen. I've been listening to the podcast for years and love it. I resonate a lot with your transition from searching for the perfect diet to intuitive eating and body acceptance. Thank you for the great content. It makes my outdoor walks 100 times more fun. Oh, by the way, I'm pulling myself out of this. Everybody go, when you listen to Diet Starts Tomorrow, if you want to Instagram it and hashtag DST in the wild, because people have been doing that. We love it. And Carly wants to repost it. So we're going to be reposting that on Diet Starts Tomorrow. So if you're on a walk or you're just like on your Peloton,
at your desk
or just like in bed,
wanting to be held,
take a pic, hashtag DST in the wild. Okay. Going back to the email, diving back in. Now to the issue. I've been dating my boyfriend for almost 6 years and we're in a long distance relationship currently, but previously lived together. He grew up wrestling and has a lot of restricting eating habits. He typically eats only one meal per day. I, on the other hand, love food. I try to eat a balanced diet, cooking most meals for myself, but also enjoy takeout and quote unquote comfort food 1 to 2 times a week. Whenever we are together, he complains that my desire to eat 2 or 3 meals plus snacks a day makes him overeat and feel bad. He comments on how many meals I eat and how much I eat per meal. I'm not overweight, but he often says I eat more than I quote really need to sustain myself, quote, and that it's not a, quote, bad thing to be hungry, quote, but I should just get, quote, used to it, quote. He claims that he eats for fuel and understands his body enough to know how much food he really needs to sustain himself. Ugh. The approach I've taken is mind your own business and I'll mind mine. I still feel restricted and guilty around him and often find myself binging after our time spent together when we're in our different cities. Should I try to change his opinion / reach an agreement with him, or am I just projecting my own insecurities about how much I eat? Thank you for your advice. Sincerely, this is a good one. One hungry bitch.
You know, oh, it's funny when she when she was saying that her boyfriend comments on that she eats like more than she needs to sustain herself. I'm thinking, I'm like, well, you don't eat enough, maybe. Like,
right.
That would be my reply. I'd be like, well, you eat one meal a day. And I'm pretty sure like all of society eats three, or like at least thinks they eat three. So why are you the normal one? Like, you're the weirdo. If we went on vacation with friends and you were like, sorry, we're only doing dinner, like everyone would be like, you're fucking nuts.
Right. He's imposing. First of all, I just want to say,
he's imposing the weird thing on you. Let's make it clear.
Yeah.
You're the normal one. He's the weird one.
Right.
Don't and get it twisted.
Don't get it twisted. Especially don't let this guy change, like make you feel like you're projecting your insecurities on anything. Like, no, please know that that's not true. If anything, listen to your email again. Like,
it makes me mad because she eats so normally and healthy and he's gaslighting her that she doesn't.
That's what I'm saying.
And I wish I ate like you, one hungry bitch.
Agreed. And also, forget him being weird or abnormal. Like, that's his way. He should not be imposing judgment in a relationship on your way. Of course, that's in a perfect world. Everybody always judges their partner a tiny bit. You really try not to. And what you're doing is not like illegal or like harmful to anybody. You're just eating, right? So his judgment is completely unwarranted and not, you don't, and unaccepted. I think you should not accept that. So what you should do, what you should do is set a boundary with him and explain to him that what he is doing is not okay. In the reason why I think why he's able to get away with this is he feels very, very confident and adamant about his way of eating, so much so that it makes you question yours. That's like not good behavior. So you need to stand up for what you do in a conversation and set a boundary immediately. So whatever you're calling it, an arrangement, whatever, you need to figure out exactly what you want to say to him and say it, obviously not in an angry, aggressive way, just in a way that like, here's who I am, here's what I'm doing, and here's what you need to stop doing if this relationship is going to continue.
And you can make it clear that that doesn't mean he has to change what he's doing, because he doesn't. It's just that he needs to not make you feel shitty for doing what you're doing, which again is the normal, healthy behavior that is not shaped by like a weird wrestling schedule.
First of all, scheduling. Here's the thing about scheduling. No, here's the thing about wrestling. Like those guys, I remember in high school, like I was friends with some, like they would wrap their bodies. Tell me if you feel like this is a normal thing. They wrap their bodies in garbage bags, black garbage bags and sweatsuits in while it is spring, and they run around the track so they can drop weight. Like that isn't like a healthy way, but they need to convince themselves that that is normal. So that's why they're like so strong about convincing you that what you're doing is not.
It's also not even dropping like real weight. It's dropping scale weight.
Yeah,
so like you have to realize that the way that he eats, it may work for him and what he does. And that's okay. But like, that's a wrestling diet. That is not like a normal regular person's like, I live and I have a job and like expend a normal amount of calories diet.
And it doesn't seem like he's still wrestling. It's just shit he learned. And I'm sure one day is going to have to unlearn one day, but right now he's not going to put that on you. And I think that that's, you need to, and when you talk to him, just make a point not to say what you're doing is not normal. just say like, that's not a way I want to be. And like, I appreciate you caring about my health and stuff, but I feel like I've got it. So I just feel a little bit judged and it's hurtful. And let's from now on, like just set a boundary there. Like, let's not talk about what I eat and I won't talk about what you eat. Let's like, I think make it about that. Don't ever come off judgmental about what he does because he's going to go into defense mode.
I just judged like everything he does. So don't tell him that.
This is internal. This is our safe space with one hungry bitch. He's not listening to this. Let's again, like that, we're equipping you with tools to get into this conversation. And we wish you a lot of luck because that's a hard conversation, but I feel like you're going to feel really great once you have it.
Yeah. Agreed. All right. Agreed. This has been,
great
fun
episode. This has been fun.
Yeah.
Okay. After this episode, Sammy and I are going to have a private conversation where I'll tell her what she should do about her day-to-day meals. And she's going to tell me why she thinks I am the way that I am.
It'll be great. We'll let you guys know.
We'll let you know how it goes. All right, guys, please hope you love this episode. Email us your dear DSTs at dst@betches.com and rate, review, subscribe. Please, please follow us at Diet Starts Tomorrow. Don't forget to hashtag DST in the wild. Carly will be reposting those stories on our Diet Starts Tomorrow Instagram. And if you want, follow at Sammy, at Aileen. That's us. Did you guess that one? And we're always with you
through thick and thin. Diet Starts Tomorrow is hosted by Aileen Cooperman
and Sammy Fishbein.
Our editor is Sean Kilby. Our podcast producers are Mike Coscarelli, Sean Kilby, and Carly Rice.
And artwork is by Brittany Levine. Be sure to follow us at Diet Starts Tomorrow on Instagram and email your questions and non-scale wins to dst@betches.com.
Thank you to our partner, Impossible Foods. Some people say we would be better off if we ate less meat, which is why Impossible Foods made delicious and nutrient-packed meat from plants. So you can eat more meat, like home-style meatballs, hot dogs, chicken nuggets, and so much more, all made from plants. Impossible creates delicious meat from plants that's better for the planet, so everyone can eat more of it. Check out ImpossibleFoods.com to see how you can help solve the meat problem with more meat. That's ImpossibleFoods.com.
Betches.